The SpaceX post-IPO filing story is one of the most revealing data points we've had about institutional investor sentiment in a while. When 13F filings, these are the quarterly disclosures that show what institutional investors own, came in for the period after SpaceX's IPO, the company emerged as the top holding for a significant cluster of major funds. That's not just a vote of confidence in Elon Musk's aerospace business. It's a signal about what sophisticated institutional money believes about the trajectory of the commercial space sector, the Starlink internet business, and the long-term infrastructure bet that SpaceX represents.
And the timing matters. SpaceX went public in an environment where tech IPOs have been mixed. Some have performed well, others have disappointed. The fact that SpaceX landed as a top institutional holding so quickly suggests there was substantial pent-up demand from funds that had been tracking the company as a private investment, but couldn't access it through their normal mandates. Pension funds, endowments, large mutual funds, these entities often have restrictions on private market exposure. A public listing opened a door that was previously closed.
Now contrast that with the situational awareness story, which is a cautionary tale about concentrated positioning in the AI-adjacent semiconductor space. The 13F filings for this hedge fund show they built enormous positions in Micron and SanDisk. We're talking about an $11 billion aggregate bet on the chip stocks that they believed would benefit most from AI infrastructure buildout, just weeks before margin calls forced a fire sale to Citadel. The fund's thesis wasn't necessarily wrong on the fundamentals, but the leverage structure couldn't survive the timing of the correction.
This is a pattern we've seen in tech investing cycles going back decades. The underlying thesis that AI infrastructure requires massive semiconductor investment is probably correct over a multi-year horizon, but being right directionally and being right on the timing and the sizing of your position are three separate things. Situational awareness apparently got the direction right and the sizing catastrophically wrong. Citadel, as the counterparty that bought those positions in the fire sale, got them at a discount and now holds assets they believe will recover.
The XAI data center situation in Memphis is worth understanding in this broader infrastructure context. The company is removing unpermitted gas turbines from its Mississippi site. These were installed without going through proper regulatory approval, while simultaneously expanding with a fourth data center called Minihard. The turbine removal is a compliance response, but the continued expansion signals that XAI's infrastructure ambitions aren't slowing down. They're cleaning up one problem while building out the next phase.
The Google AI profile suspension story connects to the small business side of this tech infrastructure story. An HVAC company in Washington state had its Google business profile suspended for 9 months. 9 months of essentially being invisible to local search customers because an AI moderation system flagged it incorrectly. The company got the profile restored, but the owner had to fight for it. And there are reportedly hundreds of other business owners in similar situations who haven't gotten resolution. When you put AI in charge of decisions that affect a small business's revenue, and the AI makes errors, and there's no clear human appeals process, you create real economic harm for real people.
That's an antitrust adjacent issue too, because Google's dominance in local search, roughly 90% of local search queries go through Google, means that a suspension isn't just a platform inconvenience, it's an economic sanction, and the business has no recourse except to petition the platform. That kind of market power over small businesses' visibility is exactly the kind of conduct that antitrust regulators should be examining, not just whether Google has a large market share, but whether their automated enforcement systems constitute a form of leveraging market position in ways that harm competitors or foreclose fair access.